Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Dr. Sergey Shealy-Sorens with us, medical doctor. Welcome.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
My pleasure. You know, Dr. Sergey Shealy-Sorens, I got an email over the weekend from someone I know and have known for years, and this gal said that she experiences iritis, and it comes and goes, and she's experienced it about five times in her life, and it doesn't seem like it has a warning. It just appears pain in the eye. Can you tell the class what iritis is? And is there a holistic approach to resolving that issue?
Oh, indeed, indeed. So let's kind of start with a basic definition. What is itis? Itis is inflammation. So appendicitis is inflammation of the appendix. Iritis is the inflammation or infection of the eye. And there's different names for various ranges of inflammatory. There is uveitis, which is intraocular inflammation. There's many different causes, usually checked out by ophthalmology to make sure that nothing else, no red flags to say, because there's also things like glaucoma, especially acute angle. And, you know, thing, well, again, without getting into too much technical detail, some things are very concerning on the level that as an emergency room doctor, I would be saying, oh, shoot, we got to call somebody right now. Time is sensitive to, well, this, you know, whether it's non-steroidal, if it's emergency room, or if you're dealing with holistic, then basically lowering inflammation, lowering and working with the immune system, literally.
Mm-hmm.
That's the short of it.
Is there something that you would recommend a person tries immediately? Are there any supplements that you would recommend?
Well, absolutely. There's certainly the basics that everyone should be on, and if you don't have that, the immune system is most likely not doing its best. I have a good B complex, Dr. Shealy's Essentials, two of those per day for most people. If you're under 120, 130 pounds, one might be sufficient. And then youth formula, which is a combination of vitamin C, MSM, and it raises DHEA, and that stress wellness hormone, as well as raises the immunity or stabilizes the immunity. So that's another huge factor. And again, that's daily, four of those per day or an equivalent. It's about 2 grams of vitamin C with MSM. That actually put this combination together and figure out DHEA is another huge factor in immunity, in wellness, and balance, and cortisol. So that's a 60% way to raise DHEA. Another thing that you have to have as a basic is magnesium topical. And I wouldn't put it on the area where there is any rashes or anything else of that nature, but magnesium is one of those things that allows the immune system to work, just like most of the cells. It's literally the ATP production, it's the energy, it's the cell membrane functions, electron transport. It's just a lot of different things. Potassium is directly related to magnesium. So topical daily, there's a handful or about 20 to 40 sprays minimum to the body. And then the other thing is vitamin D. Very, very important. Just to start, because this will not just protect just the eyes. This will protect much of the rest of the body as well. Because the same process that's in the eyes is happening everywhere. You just can see it and feel it in the eyes, in those that are vulnerable, mostly. So that's how that works. Whenever I see inflammation or some kind of a reaction or itis, I always ask, what's going on inside the body in, all around on a holistic level? And, of course, in the emergency room, then, of course, there's medications and drops that can be given for acutely lowering the itis or inflammation. And there's drops for dealing with infection. But that's without addressing underlying cause on a holistic scale, it's a different situation. I hope I shine some light into this.
Yeah. You know, I was out yesterday with our son, you know, picking up some equipment for the farm. And it was a 3-hour ride in a truck, you know, round trip. And I noticed power lines like I've never noticed before. I mean, major, major power lines, more cell towers than I've ever seen. Are those kinds of frequencies from the cell towers, from the power lines, from the transformers, the substations? I was in an area that I'd never been to in Missouri before, and that's where I noticed so many power lines. Is this something that contribute to iritis and other inflammation in the body?
I would absolutely imagine so, absolutely. Frequency, back to several quotes. First of all, Einstein's doing the same thing, expecting a different result. Definition of insanity, which is kind of what we do in our society. We just repeat the same patterns of behavior and outcomes, including the electromagnetic frequency and radiation, which is actually, it's terrible. You know, there's been plenty of research and evidence that people who live under the heavy areas of the power lines and all that, not just F5G, you know, just all sorts of things. It's hard to get away from EMF lately, from electromagnetic frequencies that are harmful. So it's a big deal. So that's why stabilizing the frequencies as much as possible with things like EMF and taking care of the body. Itis, inflammation, is starting on the cellular level with the cellular communications, with the cytokines, with the immune modulators. And there's a reason why it's doing that. What's the underlying reason? Let's ask that question. Could it be the electromagnetic damage to the cell? Could it be what the poison that we put into our body, including toxins and pro-inflammatory agents, pro meaning promoting inflammation in the body, which is most of us what we do with our sad American diet, standard American diet, gut is another huge thing. And then, of course, lifestyle, stress factors are a big factor here. Stress, which is hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal, again, stress cascade. And then from there you have breaking down state. Instead of just being able to heal and recover, a lot of different factors.
In your practice, you have a questionnaire that you interview your patients when they're new, and you get a feel for their lifestyle and stress levels and any maladies they may have. Are you seeing any correlation relating to electric vehicles, completely electric vehicles, like a Tesla, for example, and people not being well?
Not sure entirely yet, but I am curious. I'm watching it. Okay. Watching to see if there's any correlation. Yeah.
I have a feeling, and here's my forecast, that we will see an increase in all kinds of diseases that relate to people driving electric vehicles. Because here's what happened. A guy showed up at our farm with a new Audi many years ago. And I brought the Tri-Field meter, the same meter your dad has. And I brought it out to his car, and we just sat in the car and turned on the Tri-Field meter. It pegged the needle on all kinds of electromagnetic frequencies. It absolutely pegged it. And no matter what we did, it was there. So the second you turn that ignition key on, the electromagnetic frequencies are there. And that's a gasoline-powered vehicle with, you know, a lot of computer controls and sensors. When you get to the four corners of an electric vehicle with motors on each corner, I mean, you're surrounded. You're sitting in the middle of a massive amount of electromagnetic radiation. And I have a feeling that that is going to manifest in all kinds of diseases because we haven't experienced that before. We haven't experienced that much magnetism.
You know, it's
surrounding us for hours and hours and hours.
100%. Think about the origins of a human species as opposed to if you want to say on evolutionary, whatever scale, say before technology, you know, does not even go to, you know, to prehistoric, so to speak, ages, but, you know, let's just go to as recent as 1700s, 1800s, so on and so forth. For all of the bad things that were happening, and there's plenty of good and bad things happening at any given time, I mean, I think the world is kind of works like that in general, there was primarily nature, and there wasn't much technology, there wasn't fields, electromagnetic fields were from the earth, so to speak. It was natural. It was from the trees. It was from the nature. It was from other living beings. Suddenly, there's a transition, turning point. And all of a sudden, now we have more AI, in other words, artificial intelligence and electronics and all kinds of things, just basically broadcasting all kinds of energies onto this very small planet, and it's being overwhelmed and overrun. There's not a spectrum of, there may be still, but there's very little that the humankind hasn't covered that we know of in terms of filling up the space with electromagnetic noise. And I'm not saying it's all bad, but there's a lot of stuff that doesn't, that is not right for a living being. Man doesn't get to, let me rephrase that. I read a book, I looked at a book a long time ago, and I have to reread it again. Who Gets to Play God? That's the title. Who Gets to Play God? Because I'm not smart enough to be smarter than the Creator. I'm not smart enough to override the original blueprint. Same thing in medicine and recognizing what's happening with the human bodies and coming back to the original design versus creating drugs and procedures and things. Well, I shouldn't say procedures, but let's just put it this way. If we're not going back to the original design of how we were made and how we're supposed to function and working to restore that, back to the original creation, so to speak, then we're getting further and further away. Technology, frequency, radiation, I mean, it may be all wonderful and specifically focused on different things, but there's plenty of frequencies that are harming us, and we're getting further and further into that AI, danger.
There's a line in the television series 1962 to 1967, Combat, C-O-M-B-A-T, exclamation point, and it was, don't you have to be really sure before you play God? That's the quote. When we come back, let's talk about colon cancer.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Teaching class in the front of the classroom today is Dr. Sergei Shilisorin, Dr. Norm Shealy's dad. And if you'd like to call the clinic and make an appointment and discuss health concerns, you can have a in-person visit. You can have a Zoom-type visit. You can have a telephone consultation. Here's a number to call, 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. 221. That's the telephone number for his clinic in Springfield, Missouri. And Dr. Sergei, you have a discount code for the vitamins, minerals, and supplements, the same ones that I buy, that you have suggested that we all consume to reduce inflammation. Can you give us that discount code, please, so that when we either call or order online, we can take advantage of your kindness?
I absolutely, and I would love to. I would love to do that. I believe, and I'll double check. Make sure that I'll give you that information before the show is over. But I think it's USA Prepares 15 or Vincent 15. But I'll double check on that for us.
Okay, very good. And class, would this be okay? So if someone calls up and orders them on the telephone. Can they just say, I'd like to take advantage of Dr. Sergei's offer for 15%, the same one that he and Vincent talk about on the air? Would that work?
That'd be 100% fantastic, yes.
There you go. Okay, colon cancer, pretty serious. It looks like it's on the uptick. And is it yellow dye? Is it blue dye? Is it red dye? Mm-hmm. Is it the chlorine in the water? Is it the fluoride in the water? Is it the carcinogens in cigarettes? Is it in the meat? Do we know what it is? What's happening?
Ah, wonderful. And we got about 5 minutes to discuss this huge topic. I need to jump off in about 9:30, unfortunately. So the colon cancer, and first of all, this is something that I personally was diagnosed with back was in 2007, and I was given 2 years to live. Excuse me. Literally from 2007 to 2009 with a stage 3+ colon cancer. And the interesting thing is there's a lot that people don't know about colon cancer. It's not just about cells out of control. There's basically a lot of toxins. Why would a cell, why would the immune system, why would the body allow such a significant process to continue without checking in? Whereas every day we have cancer cells growing and the immune system catches that and then neutralizes it, takes care of it. Whereas in some other situations, people get that, get the cancer. And the difference and distinction is, from what I understand, is immune dysregulation, weakness of the immune system, primarily related to lifestyle. Nutrition is a huge big thing, garbage in, garbage out, also garbage in. Including the dyes, but also crap, processed, and pretty much everything we shouldn't be having, fast food, junk food, most of the American standard diet, SAD, standard American diet. We talked about that briefly. So whatever goes into the GI system gets through the walls, you then create inflammation, you get toxicity, and then it's just a question of time before locally in the GI, and as well as everywhere in the body, there's problems, including cancer. And that's just a downstream effect of what we do. Another big thing is stress, depression, and anxiety. And that relates not just because we feel bad, which is terrible in itself, because we're wasting the most precious thing in the world, life. It also is, there's a huge association with the neurohormonal, endocrine, and other issues with the depression, anxiety, mental health, and also significant correlation with metabolic syndrome there as well. Diabetes, prediabetes, hypertension, cholesterol, weight gain, usually central, mid-abdominal spare tire. There usually goes with low energy, usually goes with brain fog, usually goes with a whole bunch of other undiagnosed or poorly diagnosed in conventional medical system correlation of syndromes or conundrum, basically. And the idea is that a human being is not supposed to be in the condition, in that place to be in the first place. Now, of course, once you have the diagnosis, you need to diagnose it, you treat it properly, including with oncology, but prevention is the key. And lifestyle and all the underlying preventive, really, is the best way.
Very good. We'll see you next week. Same time.
Yes, sir.
Same station. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, sir. Yeah.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA News Update. President Biden has spoken with Ukraine President Zelensky and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau about the weekend's events in Russia. The White House said the leaders affirmed their unwavering support for Ukraine against Russian aggression. This comes after a short-lived rebellion by the Wagner Group, a private Russian military organization led by Yevgeny Prigozhin. The Kremlin reportedly reached an agreement with Wagner to drop the charges against Prigozhin in exchange for the group ending its insurrection. The penalty phase in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooter trial is set to begin today. Earlier this month, a jury found Robert Bowers guilty on all counts in the 2018 mass shooting at the Tree of Life synagogue that killed 11 people. In the first part of the sentencing phase, the jury will consider aggravating circumstances to determine if Bowers is eligible for the death penalty. Legal experts say it's a near certainty the jury will find the defendant to be eligible. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today I've got your
take. My, when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, class, it's just me, 5 Minute University, for the remainder of today's class. And I wanted to tell you about hay, because it's going to affect everybody. So about 3 years ago, hay was selling for about $30 a roll. And a roll is roughly 1,000 pounds. You've seen these round rolls of hay. Then they moved up to $35. I couldn't believe it. And then $45. So from $30 to $45 is a 50% increase. And that was a couple of years ago, like two. Today, right now, that same roll of hay is between $100 and $120 a roll. Now, what does that mean? Well, farmers like me will cut and rake and bale hay so that we can get our cows through the winter when grass doesn't grow. And at these numbers, farmers can absolutely not afford to keep their cows if they have to buy hay. I had a little bit extra and left over from last year. I bought some just as insurance to prevent us from having to sell cows at the worst possible time, you know, in the winter, if we couldn't feed them. And we had a few left over. And I put them on Facebook Marketplace because Craigslist doesn't seem to work anymore. So Facebook's got us by the throat. If you want to sell it quickly, that's where you go. Well, I decided to put it on there. So I have an account that's under an alias and doesn't have my picture. And it's just for buying and selling farm-related items, used items. And there were over 30 people, 33 people who wanted hay. And it wasn't very good. We ended up buying hay last year that during the drought. And hay had lots of sticks in it and had some weeds in it. It wasn't the quality of hay that we would want to feed our cows. And I mentioned that in the post on Facebook Marketplace. This is not good hay. So people were scrambling to buy it at $47. That's less than we paid for it. We paid, about $70. Plus with hauling, so it was pretty expensive to get it here. I just could not take advantage of people selling hay that wasn't very good for, you know, a lot of money. So we sold it at a loss, intentionally, and people were scrambling to buy it. That same hay today is $100 to $120, and I sold it a couple of weeks ago. What I'm telling you is that the prices of machinery, the prices for labor, the price for fuel, the price for spare parts is so high. And the lack of rain, put all that together, has caused hay to go up 3 to 4X in 3 years. That means that there'll be fewer cows. And the price of meat will go up, beef. And when the price of beef goes up, it brings up all relative substitutes. It's just simple economics. So as the price of beef goes up, people say, shoot, you know, we should be switching to chicken. So the price of chicken goes up. And they say, well, chicken's expensive, let's go to pork. And pork goes up. And that's what's going to happen. It's already happening. I mean, it's right in front of us right now. So the word to the wise is prepare for price increases in food. There's an extreme drought across the country. Grass isn't growing, which means that there'll be less beef. That means that for those who say, I'll just go and hunt me a deer, well, everything that the deer eat need the same rain that the grass needs to raise cows. So there'll be less deer, less chipmunks, less birds, less everything. Nobody moves to a desert and says, you know, I think I'll set up shop here. This is great. This is a great place to be because, you know, there's no water. We don't have to worry about water here. Nobody does that. If you look at where people live, any country in the world, most people live along the coastline where the water is because they need water. We all need water. So I just wanted to share with you that this is a big problem. It's getting worse. And then, of course, the weather forecast. We look at weather.com. We look at weather.gov. We look at the local weather report from the television station. And, you know, we look at it on the Internet. We don't watch television. We haven't watched television for decades. I'm talking about over-the-air type television. So I have no idea what, you know, what's currently playing on television, because we don't watch television. We don't have time to watch television here at the farm. But we look at the weather forecast on the internet, and I got to tell you, if we had to live by the accuracy of the weather forecast, we couldn't do it. They said that we were going to have rain the last couple of days. No rain in sight. No rain in sight. So, had we not had a serious breakdown with our hay baler in the last 3 days, we would have been cutting hay, even though the forecast said rain. The forecast is not accurate. Now, for most people, it doesn't really matter too much. You know, whether they take their umbrella or not is really inconsequential. However, for a farmer that needs 3 days of sun in a row without rain to cut and rake and bale hay so it doesn't go moldy, it's a big deal. So we can't trust the weather. There's no leadership that says, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, here's the direction our country is going in, and get on board because we're going to do great things. There's nobody doing that. There's nobody. You can't believe a single thing that the media says. You can't, including the weather report, including what's going to happen, you know, in half an hour. So you're on your own. That's nothing new. We haven't changed our tune. We've been saying that for as long as we've been on the air. You're on your own. So we have a breakdown. Right now, our hay baler had a bearing that failed. It's real easy. Just pick up the phone and call John Deere. Find out if it's in stock. If it's in stock, it's worth making that 50-mile or 60-mile trip to the John Deere dealer and picking up the bearing and the associated washers and the other parts necessary to fix the baler. The prices are about three times the price of what you can get on the internet. So John Deere, there's an expression in farming, and John Deere is really proud. And that means they're really proud of what they make and how much they can charge for it. So if someone goes to the John Deere parts counter and says, so how proud are you of this part? The dealer or the counter man, the parts man, will say, well, you know, it's three times what it should be. Like a little copper washer the size of a dime with a hole in it, $4.10. That's pretty proud, right? And the countermen, once they leave John Deere and go someplace else, they'll admit this to you. They will tell you that John Deere is really proud of the fact that it is very difficult to find alternative parts to fix your equipment, that you have to buy most of your parts from John Deere because they don't use industry standards for some of their parts. So you just can't get off-the-shelf parts, you know, from some other dealer. They're pretty much locked into the John Deere design. And they're proud of it. So imagine if you bought a Ford and you had to go back to the dealer to buy an air cleaner and an oil filter and a headlight and a floor mat. Imagine that. And light bulbs. That's what it's like with John Deere in many of the parts that they make. And imagine if that headlight costs four times as much or three times as much as it normally would. That's what it's like buying parts from John Deere. At least that's my opinion. So we call John Deere, and guess what? The parts people don't even answer the phone. Now, why is that? Why don't they answer the phone? Because they have so many people at the counter, and so many customers at the counter, and so few people working the counter, that they don't have time to answer the phone. So what does that mean? That means guys like us get in the truck and drive over to the dealer and say, here are the parts that we'd like. So it makes it even worse. And then some locations will have what they call overflow. And they will have other people who are not really as experienced as the guys behind the counter, answering the phone and trying to help you with your parts requests. But generally speaking, they don't know the machinery like the experienced counter person knows. It used to be that a guy behind, and it was usually guys, almost always. Sometimes there were girls, but not too often. Mostly the guys behind the counter could actually have a career selling auto parts. So you might find a guy that's been there 10 years, or 15, maybe even 20. Plenty of experience, has seen it all, and if you put on the counter a part and you said, y'all got one of these? They say, yeah. Yeah, and they know what it is. Okay? Rather than, I've got a 2010 Chevrolet, you know, make, model, year, engine, whether it's all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, two-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, all the, you know, you have to give them all those pieces of information because they're keying them into the computer, and the computer has the answer. So a lot of times the people who are selling parts now, like at auto parts stores, and they work there for 6 months and they give up. So they really don't know what they're doing. So by the time they've got 6 months under the belt and they just start to understand what's happening, they leave. So now what we have is a bunch of people at the counter who really don't have the experience necessary to help the customer fix their equipment. And it's worse than that. So, for example, this baler that we have weighs between 3,000 and 4,000 pounds and has two wheels. It has an axle with large tires that are wider than truck tires. You know, I'm talking about a pickup truck. About as tall as a pickup truck tire, but twice as wide, called high flotation tires. And if we had to bring that to the dealer to have it fixed, how would we do that? How would we get it on a trailer? Well, I guess you hook it up to a tractor and you back it onto the trailer and you disconnect it from the tractor and you drive the tractor off the trailer. But if you had to hire somebody, you know, with a flatbed, like a tow truck kind of a thing, $4 a mile. $4 a mile.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
The reason I'm telling you about this hay equipment, John Deere Parts Department, is not to say, woe is me. That's not it at all. I'm using this as a case study in what I believe you'll be experiencing yourselves when you go to buy auto parts. I believe you're going to find out that the guys behind the counter or the girls behind the counter don't know as much as you'd like them to know. They might know just a little bit more than a novice might know. You know, going in saying, yeah, I've never done a brake job before. What do I do? What do I need? And if you're going to ask the people behind the counter for help, you'd be real fortunate if you get good, solid, sound advice. So what I'm explaining is you really need to do your own research. You really need to figure out what the parts are. And that's what we do. And you know, we have an automotive shop here, and when a vehicle comes in, we diagnose the vehicle, and then we look up the parts. And we get deliveries from one of those big box stores. They stop here one or two times a day, as necessary, and drop the parts off to us. But when we call them up, we already know the part number. We've already done the research. We've already figured out exactly what we need and their part number for what we'd like them to deliver. But what we do is we call them up and we say, here's the make, model, etc. of the vehicle. Here's the, we need a set of brake pads for the front or the rear, or a right front disc caliper, or whatever the part is. And they look it up, and then we say, okay, what part number do you have? And then we compare that to the part number that we've researched. And if they come up with a different number, we have to figure out why. Which one of us didn't get it right? Or did the part numbers change? Or is this a substitute for the original part number? So that's what it's like, because we get the wrong parts a lot. And that's a problem for our customers. Because when the customer, we tell them that, okay, well, we should have it by the end of the day, repaired by the end of the day, and we get the wrong part. Now, the soonest it's going to be is tomorrow that we could get it fixed. This is a problem, and this is not happening just to us. It's happening to every repair shop, wrong parts all the time. I want to talk about a tool that we used to fix the baler. To get the old bearing out, we had to remove a gear that was on a shaft that was in front of the bearing. And the Lowell called the sprocket. The sprocket didn't want to come off. So we used a tool called a slide hammer. And what I'm teaching you about is this tool that you may need to use in the future. And we own this particular tool. And what it does, it's like a hammer, except in reverse. So if you're pounding a nail, you're driving forward that nail. Well, imagine having a hammer that you would use to pull out a nail. But instead of using the claw of the hammer, you're using the head of the hammer to bang, 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 and the nail comes out. That's how the slide hammer works. So it's a tool that has jaws. And you adjust the diameter of the jaws, typically 3, around the sprocket or a gear. And it grabs it like if you would grab it with your fingers. And you tighten the jaws so that they have a good grip. And then attached to these jaws is a shaft, about 18 inches long. And along this shaft, which might be, let's say, 5/8 of an inch thick, is a slide, which is like a weight, like a potato, but made out of cast iron or steel. And this potato-shaped weight conforms to your hand. And you can grab it and then slide this weight toward you, away from the piece of equipment you're working on. So instead of hammering it toward the piece of equipment, you're sliding this weight on a shaft toward you. And when it reaches the end of its travel, there's a stop. And the slide or the weight bangs into this stop. And it will pull toward you the sprocket or the gear or whatever you're trying to remove. It's a really great tool. It's maybe $150 for a kit that has the slide hammer, the jaws, you know, the adapters and the attachments that let you use this for multiple purposes. They don't have to buy it. If you want, if you're working with a big box auto type parts store, they probably have one in stock that they'll lend you. And I don't know why they call it leasing or why they call it renting, but they may say, okay, if you put a $150 deposit on your credit card or $150 cash, we'll let you go out the door with this thing. And when you bring it back tomorrow, we'll give you your $150 back. Or we will reverse the charge on your credit card, providing you have all the parts that we sent you home with in the kit. So even if you break it, typically it's got a lifetime warranty and they don't mind if you break it as long as you don't do stupid things with it, like cut it up with a saw or something like that. But if it's normal wear and tear, it's covered. You don't have to pay for that. You just have to bring it back. So there are a lot of tools that you can rent, lease, borrow from the big box stores. All you have to say is there a tool that will make this job easier? And they actually may know the answer to that. There's a chart with all these tools on it. You can look at the chart yourself and pick out what you think will work.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.